A refresh of values, from execution to intention. Xiao King Tan. I recently stumbled upon a page from my Logsec journal, written this past May after a night of deep introspection and conversation, with a bit of wine involved. At the time, I realized that my longtime mode of operation, my old MO, was no longer serving me. In that journal entry, I explored what that old MO looked like, why I needed to change, and the shape of the new MO I'm working toward. While I've made significant progress since then, revisiting that process reaffirmed my insights, and I felt compelled to share them. Old MO. Attachment to execution, gullibility, and resistance. In my old MO, I assumed that having an idea meant I needed to execute it immediately, just as some might jump headfirst into coding a new project without verifying its real-world relevance. I threw myself into life plans or personal ventures simply because they were my ideas. I poured effort into their execution, spending hours, days, or even months, without ever pausing to question whether they were genuinely worthwhile. This obsession with getting things done blinded me to the possibility that many of these ideas were, in fact, not worthy of deep emotional attachment. I've come to see that each idea is a product of a moment in my thinking process, and therefore a temporary construct. By treating every fleeting inspiration like a personal cause, I neglected to develop robust criteria for deciding which ideas truly deserved my time and passion. In a sense, I valued the outcome of my mind more than the quality of my mind's process. I also fell prey to societal pressures in a way that made me gullible. I wanted to be a model citizen, the type who works diligently, pays taxes, and never questions how to benefit from the very system I was fueling. My reluctance to question norms intersected with a resistance to advice from others. If someone offered pointers about financial success, career paths, or investing, I often dismissed them as too mainstream or too materialistic. Ironically, that closed attitude prevented me from discovering valuable insights that could have broadened my perspective. To make matters worse, I prided myself on deferring to data whenever bigger life decisions arose. But by always waiting for external signs, I surrendered the power to define my own direction. It was as if my personal stance never evolved beyond checking off everyday tasks or chasing short-term wins. Without a deeper guiding principle, my path forward was reactive, shallow, and frequently unfulfilling. In shaping my new MO, I've started by focusing on the human element. I respect myself as a person, strive for comfort and peace, and remind myself that life is an exercise of the soul, not merely a race to execute more tasks. No emotional attachment to ideas, but to the process. A key part of this new MO is recognizing that ideas themselves are not sacred. They are mirages spun by the mind. The real treasure lies in how I generate and evaluate those ideas, my thinking process. By focusing on the process, I can detach from the outcomes and maintain a sense of balance. If an idea fails, that doesn't mean I fail. It just means I need to refine my process. This perspective shift is huge because it keeps me from spiraling into frustration every time a venture doesn't pan out as I'd hoped. I also recognize that other people often have better ideas or valuable insights into how to create good ideas, so I'm committed to learning from them. Confronting the fear of opportunity. Another shift involves a willingness to confront my fear of opportunity. The scariest moves, like applying for a demanding role, delving into a field like psychology that makes me feel vulnerable, or reaching out to someone influential, won't kill me. They threaten my ego, not my life. Now I start by recognizing that I'm genuinely drawn to the potential benefits, be it more money, deeper insights, or powerful connections. Then I research, prepare, and finally decide if the opportunity aligns with my broader plan. If the tough, intimidating route ultimately offers greater rewards, I commit to taking it. Spend more time examining ideas. Whether it's in tech or in life, the mental muscle for examining ideas differs from the muscle for simply executing them. In personal life, this means dedicating real time to introspection. What do I actually desire? Why am I drawn to certain pursuits? Am I focusing too heavily on checking off mundane tasks and ignoring my deeper self? Just like refining my approach in a development cycle, I want to refine the ways I explore, sample, and test new life plans. Creating a long-term strategy, even if it's just for the next 2 years, demands that I keep asking fundamental questions. What is fair? What is just? Where am I steering my future? By strengthening this idea-reasoning muscle, I become more discerning about which ideas to pursue and which to discard.
Decision posture. A solid decision posture underpins any plan, be it financial, personal, or professional. Before tackling a new goal, I'm learning to ask whether it's worth sacrificing something as basic, yet vital, as sleep. If the rewards aren't compelling, I'm more inclined to pause or reconsider. This applies to how I spend money and time as well. Rather than investing in friends' ventures just because we're close, I remind myself to respect them enough to evaluate their propositions on merit. When uncertainty arises, more research or introspection is often the simplest remedy.
Another critical step is forming my own opinions on otherwise ambiguous issues. I like to keep a set of guiding questions at the ready. What is fair? What is efficient? What is socially acceptable? Do I want to be seen as someone who embodies strength or good health? So I can quickly reference them when I'm on the fence. I refine my views through repeated practice, staying unapologetic yet open to new evidence. The alternative is a shaky posture that leads to internal thrashing whenever I'm forced to push through something unfulfilling or pointless. Think of writing tests for a feature that will never be used, or driving an hour to try a hyped restaurant only to find mediocre food and an empty sense of why I bothered in the first place. Those are moments when the lack of a firm decision posture becomes painfully clear. By defining and defending my own stance, I'm far more likely to spend my energy on endeavors that genuinely align with my values.
Embracing money and investing for growth.
One area where my mindset has shifted drastically is around money. I used to view the pursuit of wealth as shallow or, at most, a mundane social expectation. Now, I acknowledge that achieving financial stability, even through methods I once looked down upon, such as acquiring freshly expired domain names and selling them back to the original owners, can indeed bring genuine peace of mind. It's not about greed. Rather, it's about aligning with the broader structures of society and acknowledging that striving for success can benefit both individuals and the communities they belong to. By contrast, resisting financial success in favor of purely personal whims can create friction with the larger social framework. If I'm unsure what I truly want out of life, there's a practical heuristic: aim for a well-paying job first. That environment often brings together talented individuals from whom I can learn. Investing, too, is something I used to dismiss but now view as a common strategy among both the wealthy and the wise. By developing a decision posture that's open to making money, I allow myself to cultivate opinions and strategies that serve to support my financial goals and, by extension, my personal freedom. It's less about idolizing money and more about harnessing the structure it can provide.
Concluding thought.
My old MO was trapped in a cycle of constant execution without direction, chasing ideas simply because they were mine. The new MO is about honoring the processes that shape those ideas, confronting my fear of opportunity, and recognizing that financial success can be a tool rather than a temptation. It's a conscious decision to treat my life plan with the same critical thinking I'd use when studying mathematics.